Welcome back. It's 22 and a half minutes to eight, and Des Cahill is here with the sport. And I suppose really we have to talk straight away about this very, very sad news about Phil Hughes.
Yeah, it's shocking news. Australian test batsman Phil Hughes has passed away 2 days after being hit on the head by a ball. Now, for those who don't know his name, was he famous? Was he well known? He was. He played 26 test matches, 25 one-day internationals for Australia. And at 25, most of his international cricket career would have been ahead of him, you'd imagine. It's very sad. The Australian team doctor, Peter Bruckner, said he never regained consciousness and died in hospital in Sydney. He was 25. He was carried off in a stretcher after a short pitch delivery struck his head, missing the protective helmet. It hit the back of his neck.
Yeah, so the helmet didn't cover his whole head?
No, it didn't, Audrey. But the explanation for that is because it's quite a big helmet and does cover most of his head. It was kind of behind the ear and above the neck. Apparently, if that area was also covered, it would restrict movement for players and, in fact, could possibly lead to other injuries. So that's why that area wasn't covered. So it was freaked that it hit that one spot. And the director of trauma at St Vincent's Hospital, where he was brought in Sydney, said the injury he suffered was catastrophic. He went to theatre, they had extensive surgery to remove some of the skull around his brain to help allow the brain to expand so it wasn't compressed, but
it didn't work.
And before he passed away, a lot of the Australian team went in and visited the hospital today, apparently. But many tributes are being paid to him as we speak. Here's the Australian commentator, Graham Dawson.
Philip was 3 days short of his 26th birthday. I first met him when he was a 19-year-old lad, just having broken into the New South Wales team, and had some dinner with him in Perth, and he'd never been to the West before, and he was just such a really, really nice young man, and obviously a fine cricketer, so it's devastating news for the cricketing world and the world full stop.
Yeah, it certainly has a big impact. Now, we're staying in Australia for our next story. Rory McIlroy is two shots off the lead in the opening round of the Australian Open Golf. He's the defending champion. He's two under par after a round of 69. The leader on four under is the American Jordan Spieth. Now to last night's Champions League action. Another disappointing night for Liverpool. They conceded a late goal to draw 2-2 away to the weaker side, Ludogorets, but because Basel were beaten at home by the group winners Real Madrid, Liverpool can still qualify from the group if they win their last game at home to Basel on December the 9th. Ricky Lambert and Jordan Henderson scored their goals. But Liverpool's Ivory Coast defender Kolo Touré said he always felt that qualification from the group would go down to the wire.
At the start of the season, I don't know why, but the manager just said that. You know, and we are right there now. You know, it's going to be the last game, the final. And we're looking forward for it, and it's going to be a great night at Anfield.
And how confident are you that Liverpool will win and go through?
I'm very confident, you know, but I think next game is the most important. We don't focus about this game. We just focus about Stoke now. You know, we will do everything we go. We will fight from our heart to win this game.
That's Kolo Touré. In Group D, Arsenal beat Borussia Dortmund by 2-0 to qualify for the knockout stages. Even though Arsene Wenger is under a lot of pressure, this is the 15th consecutive season they've qualified for the knockout stages of the Champions League. It's a remarkable statistic. Sonogo and Alexis Sanchez got their goals. Dortmund had already qualified, and the other teams definitely through after last night's games, Atletico Madrid and Bayer Leverkusen. In tonight's Europa League action, Celtic are at home to Red Bull Salzburg. Tottenham host Partizan Belgrade. Everton go to Wolfsburg. The FAI board has come out strongly in defence of their CEO John Delaney, saying they were happy to bring the recent controversy to a close, and they confirmed they have given him a contract extension until the year 2020. Fergal O'Brien was beaten 6-4 by Brazilian Igor Figueiredo in the first round of the UK Snooker Championship in York. There were three more high-profile retirements in Gaelic games. Kilkenny's All-Ireland winning captain from 2011, Brian Hogan, forward Aidan Fogarty. Between them, they've won 15 All-Ireland titles. Quite remarkable. The Tipperary forward John O'Brien also announced his retirement. Mark English was named Ireland's Athlete of the Year, having won bronze medal at the European Championships in the 800 metres. In racing, 19 times British champion jockey Tony McCoy made a winning return to the saddle at Fontwell yesterday after his injury. And the big focus in today's racing at Thurles, the appearance of Willie Mullins under so over hurdles. Already unbeaten in 9 races, he goes in the opening race at 12:20.